This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Raquel is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jake.
Why is it always a Jake, though?
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a State Farm guy or not. But if he had a red polo, that's probably him, and probably because he's very busy. Ooh. Raquel, how long has it been since you heard from Jake?
Oh, gosh. It's been like a couple weeks.
Okay. Let's get into it. Tell us about the date. How did you guys meet?
So we met at a bar that's also kind of known for their desserts. So my idea was like cocktail and cake, which that's I thought fun. Was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was like a really fun way to get to know each other. And I mean, truth be told, we met online. Okay. But like even online, our banter was really great. And so I was like super, super happy to when I met him in person. Like he was so funny. He was so funny.
So was he funny online too?
Yeah, like he was funny online, but he was even funnier in person.
That's good. Yeah. I feel like that doesn't happen that often. I feel like some people are hilarious over text, but then they kind of get nervous when they're in person, you know?
Mm-hmm. It really sucks.
It is a big letdown because you show up and you're ready for a show. I'm like, dinner and a show, make me laugh. And then it's like,
they don't do that.
Can you just text with me then? Because you were hilarious when you were texting.
Well, I'm glad he was good in person. Just keep bringing this back.
Yeah, no, it was like a real pleasant surprise, for sure.
And the date was good?
Yeah, and like we decided to share a slice of the triple chocolate cake. Like, ooh. Or it was like triple chocolate truffle cake or something.
Ooh.
But it was so good, and we each had martinis, so like, you know. It was really nice.
This is a great date idea. I'm loving this date idea.
I thought it was cute.
How did the date end?
You know, it ended pretty well. Like he walked me to my car. He gave me a kiss on the cheek and he was like, yeah, I'll get in touch with you.
So you got a kiss on the cheek. Okay.
And then never got in touch with you?
I mean, I basically texted him like a couple days later. Like there was just one thing that happened on the date that was like a little strange.
Okay.
So basically, we're talking. I'm like asking him some cool questions, right? Like, I'm getting to know him. I'm asking him, like, what's your astrological sign? You know, like, I'm really into that stuff. Like, are you close with your parents? Like, blah, blah, blah. So, like, the usual stuff. And I did kind of notice that he was on his phone a lot, like, towards the end of the date. So, like, that kind of was a little concerning to me. And then like at one point he excused himself, like after we had our martini, and he said he had to go like all of a sudden. So it was like, oh, okay, weird. I mean, everything was going great until then. And it honestly happened so fast. So he was like, oh, I have to go. And I was like, oh, okay. So like we paid the bill and I'm like, okay. So we walk out to my car, you know, he kisses me on the cheek. He's like, you know, I had fun, but I have to go. And I was like, I hope everything's okay. And he just kind of like left. It was very kind of strange. The ending was strange.
Well, yeah. I mean, it makes you feel like, did something happen? What's the deal?
Yeah. So like after that, I did text him and I was just like, hey, I hope everything's okay. And Nothing. And it's been like, I don't know, it's been like 10 days or something, like almost 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, I would just wonder if you have some, I would be kind of nervous, like, is this person all right?
Exactly, yeah.
It's like a family emergency?
Maybe, that's what I'm thinking, where I was like, maybe he just didn't like the idea of, like, the cocktails and cake. Like, I thought it was really cute, but I was, that's like, the only thing, like, maybe he just didn't like my judgment and, like, the place that I picked.
I think that might not be it. That sounds like a fine date, unless he's really against cake.
Who's against
or cocktails?
Cake.
I mean, you know.
Then in that case, that's a red flag for you.
Or like maybe I ate too much of the cake. I don't know.
And then that's also a red flag for you.
Yeah.
Because if he's caring about how much cake you eat. But we'll figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Yeah, because I really want one.
Okay. Aww. Get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Raquel is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jake. So we're about to see if we can get him on the phone and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she's still interested after she hears why. But before we call him, Raquel, why don't you catch everybody up on the situation with Jake?
Okay, so basically, we met online, we decided to go to this really cute place. It was like a cocktail and dessert type place, like get some cake, get some cocktails, and everything was going great, really great conversation. And then, you know, kind of halfway through the date, he was like, kind of got a little strange. Like, he basically said that he had to go to the bathroom, and when he came back, he was like, oh, I have to leave, like kind of all of a sudden. And I was like, oh, okay. That's strange, because the banter was really good. And then he walked me to my car, he kissed me on the cheek, and then, you know, kind of just like rushed out, and I texted him being like, I hope everything's okay, and no response. And that was like 10 days ago.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can help you out. We're going to call him right now and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and see if you want another date. Okay. Ready?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jake, please?
This is Jake.
Jake, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show, and it's named The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jake. I'm jumping right in. Jubal's not by himself. My name's Nina. I'm also on the show.
Yes, she is.
And I'm Victoria.
She's also on the show.
Okay.
What's up, Jake?
How's it going?
Oh.
I'm doing fine. Why are you guys calling from a radio station?
We do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out why. And we got an email about you from someone, Jake.
Uh-huh.
And would you like to take a guess at who that person is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
Who?
It's Raquel.
It is Raquel, yes. So yeah. Raquel told us about your date. She said she really liked you, but she can't figure out why you're ghosting her. So that's why we're here.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, look, first of all, Raquel is super hot. I thought the cake and cocktails idea was like super cute, but, like it felt like a job interview, you know, like it felt like she was asking all these questions and like sometimes like before I even have a chance to finish the answer, it was like, it just felt like she was trying to see if I fit her template of like the perfect guy template, you know? And it was like, it literally felt like a job interview. It was like, you know, what are your strengths and weaknesses? Asking about my family. She like, she asked about the relationship with my mom. Like, I was like, I just met you 20 minutes ago. So it just, like, I get that girls want to know that stuff, but on the first date, like, and then, I mean, asking about my astrological sign, that's fine, but it just, I was like, it just felt like it was coming on too strong. Like, it, I was just kind of like, you know, I, in my mind, I was like, have more game, you know, have more game.
Damn. Oh.
I was just trying to get to know you.
Jake, that's Raquel. She was on the phone listening. She's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, I mean, hey, look, Raquel, I'm sorry, like, I didn't realize you were on the phone.
That part.
No,
sorry.
That's okay. I'm just like, you know, I was disappointed because I felt like we had such great banter and I'm just like interested in you. And I was interested in those things. And I just think, you know, it was good conversation. They're like conversation starters, you know? And I mean, I'm so sorry that it turned you off. I can certainly, you know, tone it down a notch next time.
Yeah. I mean, no, I get like dating is awkward. It's like an awkward thing to do. It's kind of weird. So, I mean, I feel that. But yeah, I mean, I'm sorry that I didn't respond. I just was kind of like, honestly, I didn't think I was really interested again. But, you know, I mean, yeah, that's kind of how I was feeling. That's why I didn't respond.
Jake, can I ask you what types of questions make you feel comfortable? Because I don't know about you guys, but I don't like to waste my time with like, oh, look at the chandelier. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'd rather know about you.
Yeah.
Although I probably would talk about the chandelier. But deeper conversations are more meaningful than the surface level. Like, how's the weather? Like, so what kind of questions?
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I think it's less the questions. I mean, some of the questions were a little bit much, but like, it's more like the style and the like, it just felt like she was reciting a list. It was like, okay, so that's about your job. So tell me about your mom. Okay, well then tell me about like, what's your sign? Mm. It was like, as if that's what I mean. Like, it wasn't so much like, those are totally valid questions to ask. It just was like, it felt like I was like a candidate to be her husband.
Huh. Technically, isn't everybody until you're not? I'm sorry. Yes. That's just how I view the world.
It just was like a bit much.
Okay. Raquel, were you nervous?
I mean, yeah, I was nervous and excited, you know, and I think when I get excited, I just like, you know, kind of like get a little spit fiery. And so I definitely need to work on my delivery, which I am really willing to do, Jake, because I think we really hit it off and I would really love to see you again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to it. Like, I feel like, again, like it's honestly, it's my bad. Like, I should have communicated that to you perhaps, but you know how dating is. Like, sometimes it's just easier just to like move on. You seem like a nice person and I'm glad that we had this opportunity to clear this up.
Jake, since you think Raquel seems like a nice person, would you like to try again and go out another day with Raquel? We'll pay for it.
I would. I'm down.
Okay. Wow.
Yay. Congratulations, Raquel.
Yay, thank you so much. I'm excited, but I'm keeping it cool.
Good luck. Don't be self-conscious. Yeah. You still do whatever you need to do on this date.
Be yourself.
Thank you, guys.
Jake, you be yourself as well. I think you do.
I will.
And I'm going to be somebody different. But anyway, I'll see you on your date, though. I'm going to be somebody weird.
Look behind the bushes.
Yeah, that'll be me.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.